So today it's the 8th of March 2018 and we are just in front of the very nicely equipped Myanmar Pavilion. Yeah, yes, that's the right word. You see, that's the best words which always come to you, and because you always find the best words to speak to us, we give you the mic right away. You present yourself and you give us the very specific reason why we are here today.
Thank you very much. My name is May. I'm representing Myanmar Tourism Marketing and Myanmar Tourism Federation and the Myanmar delegation here. Here we are at ITB, and this is our 22nd year of Myanmar participating at this ITB. ITB is one of our most important international travel shows. And we're very happy to be here. And this time we brought 30 companies from Myanmar, tour operators, hoteliers, and then the cruise operators. We're here to introduce our new products, our new destinations, and also we are launching our campaign of Green Season campaign with the objective of promoting Myanmar as a year-round travel destination.
And for the promotion, we have got a very clever idea, which you're going to present in a couple of minutes. It's called, I think, the Mekong Minis, right?
That's right.
And we're going to see some of the minis. Have you already seen any of those?
Yes, of course. Sure. Yes. Hi, I'm Sisu Din. I'm the Managing Director of Exo Travel. And my companies, our group of companies are in all the Mekong region. And we have seen the launch of the clips of the mini movies. And I think they are very attractive. So it's really show a glimpse of all the inside, in-depth, you know, stories of the Mekong region, the colors, the beauty, the vibrance of the Mekong region. And it's all the movie clips are from the real travelers. So it's really, you know, their stories. And I think this kind of mini movies can really attract and show the inside traveling experience of the Mekong region, which is one of the most beautiful and pristine region in the whole of the world.
And that is why, sir, you're proud, because you've got two numbers. I just learned that in the couple of weeks, you've already got more than 100,000 visits for the site. So in future, what are you going to do with all this material? How can you exploit it? How can you use it? How can you take an advantage for you? I would like to have a mention from both of you.
You know, we can always, those beautiful pieces of work, like less than 1 minute videos, can inspire people. For wanting to have such experience. Anyway, we are to live the moments in Mekong. Mekong region is very special because we can, all these six countries looks similar, but actually it's different, you know. So the different similarities and those experiences, we can offer so much to the travelers. And also, like, we can promote our inter-regional travels as well as long-haul travels. We hope that those videos can inspire other travelers to travel to our part of the world.
And what's your opinion on this?
Yeah, this is really the new, you know, media digital era of, you know, marketing. And I think this kind of video clips will be really useful for us to share, post it on our social media. And, you know, nowadays people are only looking at those kind of YouTube or, you know, social media instead of really visiting any website and going on any other thing. They like to see very short and very attractive movie clips. And I think this one, we all of us, you know, in the travel industry, in the Mekong region, can use as our marketing tool. So it's going to be very useful for us.
Because I have to tell you, because of the last year's presentation, I was inspired and I went to all these countries and I did a long trip of 5 weeks. So I would have liked to ask many, many, many more questions. But this is a professional, nice, charming interview. So I should stop here and I should be kindly utter a last question, which is a little difficult. Imagine a question which I haven't asked, but you would have liked to answer. So imagine the question yourself and give yourself the answer.
I think, like, you know, we would like to answer the question about what's the difference Myanmar can offer among all the Mekong region. Because like May has said, it's really similar, but there is a diversity in each country. We have different culture, different tribes, different food. And all the region, Cambodia, Laos, Myanmar, Thailand, all of us has like very similar religion or culture tradition. But if you look in each country, there are many different things that you can see. And even in one country, which is Myanmar, we have diverse attraction, many different variety of people. So we are similar but different. So it's very interesting region, this Mekong region. Thank you.
And then you have another question which I haven't asked but you would have liked to answer.
Well, Myanmar is a country with 54 million people. The beauty of our country is we have 130 ethnic groups. We embrace the diversity and we have different language, different way of life, different culture, food, for example, and then the costumes and traditional clothing. It's really amazing. Even for us to travel within the country, it's just like you're traveling to another country, you know. We can learn more about the differences. So supporting Myanmar tourism is supporting those 54 million people, all these ethnic groups, embracing their diversity and helping them to open up to the outside world, and as well as helping outside world to learn more about us and to promote peace, and also to help our country to be more equitable, to be more green, to be more sustainable, a destination, a country in the region. So help us to support tourism to Myanmar. Thank you.
Thank you very much indeed, and have a great happy day and a good stay here in Berlin.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.